Lord in heaven.
What?
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, I just can't believe it.
What? This is not crying in baseball.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. You lose. Good day, sir.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Welcome to The Kickback. My name is Karch, here with Kelsey as always. And today we are looking at Superbad, the 2007 iconic, I will say, probably pretty often this episode, teen comedy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good way to put it?
That's a good way to put it.
All right, cool. How are you doing, Kelsey?
I'm good. Yeah, this is my first time seeing this movie, actually, just this past week. Yeah, so obviously it's like, you know, cult classic. Instant cult classic. Karch had seen it before. I'd, like, seen snippets of it on TV, had, like, heard some of the jokes, like the McLovin thing and stuff, but, yeah, this is the first time seeing it full through. So, I was interested.
Yeah, what were your expectations?
I don't know. I guess that it was gonna be, like, kind of a raunchy, like, teen comedy. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess, like, its humor. Like, I expected the humor, but I felt like it was, like, a little dialed up. That I did not expect. I was a little like, oh, this is like a lot. But we can talk a little bit more about that later. But yeah, when was the last time you saw this movie?
Ooh, probably like a year ago or something.
Oh, really? Okay,
but
so
I saw
that
it like
bad.
On TV.
Okay.
So it was dialed down a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
You were like, whoa, this is different.
Yeah, we saw it. We watched it on Hulu. We streamed that. And They didn't cut anything. It was very raw. Uncensored.
Seriously though. yeah, but you wanna just jump right in, I guess?
Let's do it, yeah.
Alright. Acting. Well, it's fun. Karch pointed this out after we watched the movie. He was like, it's cool that we know all these actors, like from other like that they've gone and done other things that are really popular. You know, you got Emma Stone, you got Michael Cera. Seth Rogen is in it, Bill Hader, and Jonah Hill. And those are, like, the main
And then even ones. Some of the side characters.
And like, even some of the side characters in and out,
like
you
the
recognize.
Guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, he's in it for a little bit. Yeah, and so that was cool to see them in, like very young, I guess. Because Jonah Hill's, like, super young in this.
Yeah, I think it might have been his first movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so I really... acting wise, yeah, I really liked I think Michael Cera is hilarious. Like, it's hard not to think about his other movies, like Scott Pilgrim while he's like doing this. Like, he's a little bit more confident in this movie, his character, but it's still funny to like think about, like, oh, you got that shaggy hair, and then I think about Scott Pilgrim a little bit. But
I feel like he just plays himself though. Like, that's what he's like.
It's like a spectrum of himself, almost.
Yeah.
Like, am
I
going to be
not
super
really
awkward?
I want to watch Scott Pilgrim again, though.
I would totally watch
I think
that again.
That'd be a fun podcast.
That would be a great podcast. Yeah, so acting great. My favorite parts of the movie were when Bill Hader and Seth Rogen were the cops, and they were messing with Fogle the whole time. That was like my favorite subplot because I just wanted to watch them hang out. It was just so funny.
Yeah, it was great. I was just laughing about the scene where Bill Hader's like, McLovin, why'd you run away from us? Like, we were friends and you ran. And he was all upset, and that was just so funny.
And similarly, I like when he starts running away and he's like, McLovin! And that's just like, it's funny how that joke started off as like, that's lame, that's your name. But then like, it becomes just hilarious to just hear all the time.
Yeah.
As his name.
I love it.
So.
Acting for me, I thought it was really well. Well done. Jonah Hill, I think, really does a great job in this movie. Like, you understand his character so well, and that he's, like, jealous of the other guy. And, like, you really care about their friendship a lot.
Yeah.
I feel silly, but I was, like, getting emotional at the end. When he was, like, going down the escalator.
Aww.
And they kind of got the girls, but that they weren't, like, happy because they were, like, moving apart from each other.
Right.
Like, literally and figuratively.
Well said.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes this movie so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the acting is so real.
Yeah.
And they do such a great job with it.
Also, I could say, like, well, I don't like Jonah Hill's character. Like, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
But I think that just goes to appreciate, like, his, like, acting capability. Because for me, at least, watching this now, I've, like, seen him in a ton of movies.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, he's, like, very capable of, like, a lot. And so that was cool to be like, oh, this character is so annoying. But, like, but it's not Jonah Hill. It's just him acting as this annoying character.
I think it's funny that he directed the first movie we ever reviewed.
Oh my gosh.
The Kickback. Yeah, mid-90s.
That's hilarious.
Coming full circle here a little bit. I do want to talk about Michael Cera a little more.
Cool, go ahead.
He's coming off of Spider-Man, where everyone's supposed to be like awkward high schoolers. Watching this is like watching reality. It's so much more convincing.
Totally.
And even Fogel, like he looks like a high schooler, but the way he acts is so realistic.
It's
I love it.
So funny.
Like when he's staring at that girl's underwear and then he tells her the time and turns and
walks away. That was so funny.
That is just so good. It's so funny, but I feel like I've seen that in my high school hallway.
Totally.
Like just kids like that.
Yeah. You know, that's a great point that I definitely applaud this movie for doing too. Just like the reality of it. Like, because there was a moment when Karch was like, you still cool watching this kind of? Because it was just, like, non-stop sex jokes. Which is not really, like, my cup of tea watching something. But because it's, like, about high school boys who it's, like, you know, their last week of senior year. They're, like, you know, trying to get a girl. I was like, yeah, it's annoying. There are some aspects that are funny. But it's also, like, kind of realistic of, you know, them being like, oh, I just want a girl. I want to be good enough in college. And then they're, like, talking to a girl and they're like, oh, hi. You know, yeah. It's like, it's funny how, like, that's so true. Like, guys are all, like, talk amongst each other sometimes, especially in high school. And then talking to the girl, they, like, miss cues right and left, you know?
I think.
And that's just so funny to me.
I think it's interesting, like, being the age we are,
mm-hmm.
like, high school isn't a distant memory.
It's not a distant memory.
Yeah, like, true. We were in high school, like, 5 years ago.
Yikes.
But it's not like we can still relate to the kids that are in high school now.
Right.
And I think that's that like shows what a good movie is when you could tell like, oh, this is realistic. That's why Booksmart, we like that so much because it was so realistic in how the high schoolers act.
Mm-hmm.
And even the clown movie.
The clown movie?
Yeah. Like how the kids are like cussing all the time. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, sprinkled in, like, more realism in the realism.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, and I think it's easy to spot that, and that's something that we both found not as good in,
mm-hmm.
in Spider-Man.
It
takes away from a movie.
You're right. We felt distant from the characters in Spider-Man. Yeah, great point. Like, I really like that you said, yeah, like, that there's so much more reality in this movie. Like, even when, like I said, humor can be over the top. And I'm glad it is a great example of that, too. Because sometimes I feel like we can get a little, like, caught up in some of the words or jokes, like I just said, and be like, ugh, I don't really like that. But they're, like, amongst friends. Like, they're not gonna have a filter. They're trying to be cool. Like,
yeah.
I think about the one kid who's also in Shazam. I can't remember his name right now. He's just, like, constantly swearing, thinking he's, like, the coolest kid in the group. But then, like, faced with Pennywise, he's insecure. And he's not the tough, like, guy. He's just swearing all the time. So, and it's cool, yeah, that we can still relate to that. And that's why I think we're gonna talk about Booksmart wholly in another podcast. But I think that's why I like Booksmart so much, too, is with it being a modern-day Superbad, where we can relate even more with, like, the Snapchats and things like that. And so it's cool to still see that Superbad's, like, relevant, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. That is something that we talked about a lot. This movie's 12 years old, and it's mm-hmm. still, like, a good movie. It still holds up.
There's totally.
Not very much in it that makes you say, oh, wow, what an old movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest thing is their flip phones.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do want to applaud the writing in this movie.
Okay. Because
it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Just the situational comedy.
Yes.
It's just amazing. And it's Seth Rogen and Evan Goldstein? Goldberg? Goldberg? I think it's Goldberg.
Okay.
It's their first movie they wrote together, I think while they were in high school.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And it's just so well done. I love the scene when Michael Cera is like making a phone call and then all these guys just barge in and start doing cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so well written. Like, the dialogue seems like it's real.
Right.
And, yeah, the whole thing is acted just so well, and I can't applaud it enough.
Evan Goldberg, you're right.
Nice.
Good job. Yeah, situational comedy. Yeah, that is, like, the best way to describe this movie, because even with, like I said, like, earlier about, like, the girls, like, or, you know, the guy's not picking up on the girls' hints sometimes, and that's even funny in itself, given, like, the situation of, like, oh, they're at school, she borrowed a pen, like, he's just being polite, or, like, oh, they're at a party, and one's drunk, crying, and the other one's not, like, and I just feel like that's really, like, smart humor, like, it's not, like, I'm glad that, like, I think what paid off for this movie for me was that it wasn't relying on, like, the sex jokes. You know what I mean? Because in the beginning, I had this thought of, like, oh, no, this is what this movie is. But it didn't, like, lean on that at all. It was just, like, this is what high school boys are like. And it had, like, way other aspects and layers to it that I was, like, oh, I'm seeing those jokes pay off. Like, it wasn't relying on them, which was nice.
Yeah. And back to the acting a little more.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, the situational comedy,
mm-hmm.
but also, like, anything Michael Cera does is just funny. Like, him mm-hmm. saying, like, I respect women is just makes me giggle.
Well, I think it's just because, well, that was a funny scene just because he's, like, about to take a shot, and he's like, here's to respecting women, and he, like, says it so goofily, but his character was more of the serious one, the one that kind of had it together,
and
which was a good, like I said, if we're talking about, like, Michael Cera just is himself, I do think it's, like, on a spectrum, because this was not, like, the same, like, Scott Pilgrim, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Great stuff.
Props all around.
Well, I guess we did kind of dabble in plot.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right. All right, so we are, I'm saying, like, we kind of already, like, talked about plot a little bit, but you said, like, the writing's really good. I don't know necessarily where this question fits in, but you said, like this movie, like, holds up. It's, like, not dated. Do you think that there were some aspects of it that you were a little, like, that's problematic for 2019? Like, if this movie came out today.
Well, like, Jonah Hill's character in general is, because he's like, let's get them drunk enough and then they'll have sex with us. And,
mm-hmm.
like, that's a problem, you know?
Like, that's an issue.
But it's not, like, treated like that's the right thing to do in the movie.
Yes.
So, I wouldn't say it's very problematic. If anything, it's, like, it holds up well for the times.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
And I guess, like, yeah. At first, I was like, oof, cringe. But also, I feel like in those moments, you don't want them to succeed in that. Like, you're rooting for them to get the girls and, like, like keep their friendship strong, but, like, and you want them to get to the party and impress them, and in that sense of getting the girls, but, like, it's cool how, like, the girls end up, like, kind of, well, Emma Stone's, like, the stronger character of the two women in the movie, because she's the one who, like, doesn't drink, and she knows what she wants, so that was, like, a cool twist, Jonah Hill's character just being, like, oh my god, I knew nothing, I'm so confused now, and yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I thought there were a couple issues. Like, there were some gay jokes that were a little, like, oof. But I think it's also just, like, high school boys. Like,
yeah.
Like, I remember in high school when, like, there were, like, awful jokes about that kind of stuff. And also girls. And you're, like, and you shrug it off as a high school kid. But looking back, you're, like, wow, people were, like, really mean. And it may not have been intentional, but... And so I think to your point, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask what you thought, because we made that comment during the movie at one point, and I wonder.
But I think after sleeping himself, on it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was like. After, like, the ending, what do we think?
Yeah. I really love the plot of this movie, because it's kind of like a road trip movie, like a roller coaster of events. Like, our main characters are just, like, pushed into, like, different situations while they're trying to reach the party.
Right.
Yeah, it's like an adventure, really.
It's like, yeah, it's like a, it's like, I was just gonna say, it's like a board game. You have to get from A to B, and, like, you run into things along the way.
Yeah, exactly. And they do such a good job at setting everything up in the beginning.
And what's at stake.
Like, you know about the party, you know, like, the girls they like, you know, like, the brewing conflict between the two of them, all within, like, 15 minutes of the movie.
Yes.
But it's still, like, funny the whole time, too.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of that, I feel like you also very quickly understand the world and that they're in and understand, like, the characters quickly, too. Like, they're, because they're, like, walking, you know, to, like, the drugstore, and then they're, like, going to school, and they run into, like, you know, the, you know, like, the bad boy kid, and, like, their interactions, you're like, okay, now we know who these characters are, and you kind of get a feel of, like, I say world because I made a comment to Karch where I was like, no one cares that they're just, like, saying all these really, like, ridiculous things about women's bodies and, like, sex, and,
Well, they're, like, buying ice cream.
Yeah, and so I feel like, but I feel like that, like, I say world because, like, it just allows them to, like, flow through it, and then, like, at the evening, like, with the parties, then they're noticed, you know? So I think that's kind of cool that they kind of, like, they're, like, unnoticed characters because they're not very popular.
Yeah.
And then at parties, all of a sudden, they become, like, a big deal for good and bad, depending on the party they were at. But, yeah, I don't know. That was just a random thing that I noticed, I guess. Don't know how important it is, but I just like the setup as well.
No, yeah, they do. They do a really good job with that. Anything else with the plot?
No, I think we covered that a lot in acting too, so we can move right into
style. Yes,
style.
Gosh, I had something else to say.
Oh, no wonder. I was like pausing. Like, are we moving on?
I guess not. Well,
okay. Well,
style. Style it is.
Style it is.
I really enjoy the humor in this movie, and that's like a big chunk of the style. But even like when Jonah Hill goes in to steal the alcohol and he like runs through all the scenarios in his head,
so funny.
I think that's super funny and like a really clever way to show that, and I applaud the movie for that. Like, way to be clever. Good job.
Yeah, totally.
And there's, yeah, there's a few other scenes like that. And yeah. Well, what are your thoughts on the style, though?
I guess this is, like, such a simple thing, but I like the costumes a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think that they really added to the comedy, too. And it's funny because, like, it's almost like the characters were aware of it because it came up as jokes. Like, the one kid was, like, wearing a vest, and that wasn't cool. But then, and, like, Jonah Hill is wearing that, like, weird outfit, the parties, and then he ends up commenting, like, oh, like, I want to get these tight jeans, because when I was wearing your dad's pants last night, you know, like, and then similarly with Michael Cera's character, like, he's wearing that zip-up jacket,
yeah,
and when the girl's trying to take it off, he's like, be careful, like,
it's vintage,
yeah, and he's like, it's vintage, and those, like, so what they're wearing says so much about their character, and also, I love how they ended up becoming jokes, which was just so funny and, like, out of nowhere. And I, like, really appreciated, like, the reality behind that, too. Of, like, hey, please be careful with this. Or, like, oh, my gosh, I really liked how I wore this. And I just think that's so funny.
No,
that
seriously. That was, like, and so even real. Bill Hader and Seth Rogen, like, they're dressed as cops. But, like,
good point.
His mustache.
His, like, handlebar. Goatee?
Yeah, handlebar.
Mustache.
I thought that was really well done. And I noticed throughout the movie on this watch that Bill Hader's glasses would be, like, super messed up throughout.
Yeah.
And that was really funny.
I was going to say, it's funny, they dress up as cops, and they look like they'd be, like, hard cops. He's got the glasses, you know, like, he's, like, and he's the more experienced cop. They, like, make a note of that. And then you have Seth Rogen's character, handlebar mustache, very cop-esque, I would say. Or just, like, law enforcement, like, maybe sheriff-wise. But then they end up being, like, the goofiest people. And they, like, don't take their job seriously. And so that's, like, a funny, like, twist.
Uh-huh.
In that they use the cop card to, like, go from place to place of shenanigans, which is just, like, wild. Oh, also, random thing, I, like, appreciate how, remember when Jonah Hill's, like, bumped with the car, and then he's, like, hit by the cop car.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, a little thing. When he got hit by the cop car, well, I guess I saw it coming, because you're like, oh my god, are they gonna hit someone? Are they near Jonah Hill's character? And you're like, oh my god, they are! He just got hit! And I think that that pays off a lot, like... But like,
yeah, there's so many payoffs in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, Fogel wants to shoot the gun, and then he doesn't get to, and then at the end he gets to.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're really rooting for Fogel the whole movie, right?
Yeah, like I said, my favorite, like, storyline was with him.
Yeah.
And I guess character arc, his was kind of my favorite, too. You know, from going to, like, oh, should we invite Fogel to party, to him being, like the life of the party and being like the bad boy who got caught and everyone being like, whoa, you know. So
yeah,
that's
great.
Funny. He was my favorite character arc for
what
sure.
Do you think of that side story with Jonah Hill drawing all the penises?
Weird.
That wasn't in the version I saw, and this is so funny to see it.
At first I was like, that's funny because like young boys do that. They, like, draw those all over the place, and it makes no sense, but they just do it. But then it, like, took it a step further, and then I was a little like, okay.
Yeah, there's a little absurd in the movie, but not too much.
Yeah, and I guess, like, but that was the problem, that was, like, absurd, because then it made me think, like, oh, is he, because in Booksmart, one of the characters is lesbian, I was like, oh, is he gay? Because he, like, went on a long time about fantasizing about that stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. But then they're like, I'm not, yeah, no, that's not. And I was like, wait, then what?
Like, do you think this movie would have been served if the character was gay?
I think it would have been, I don't think it would have looked too different. I mean, that's why I think it's cool we have Booksmart, where we have, like, the two girl characters. And it's fun to watch that, like, you know, like, the best friends, they, like, pretend that they're dating in front of the parents, and that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I think this movie, yeah, I was just dipping into the absurd. And I guess, like, I didn't see that enough in order for that scene to, like, work well for me. I thought it was just, like, weird. Because at first I was on board, like I said, because boys do that. Boys are obsessed with that. But I guess it went a little too far. But it was funny for the sake of that's why he doesn't like Becca, because Becca saw his drawing.
Yeah.
And that was funny. But I guess it was a little like, do you, like, I don't know. Yeah, because the bromance was so strong, too. Sorry, that's what I was going to say.
No, you're
so
fine.
I was like, what?
Other things with the style, I thought the music was really well done. I feel like movies from the, like, mid-2000s. Like, the Telltale Sign is, like, the music choice.
Did you say mid-90s?
Like, no, but, like, that dated music, like, that old pop music and stuff, that you're like, oh, wow, that's, like, kind of old now.
Mm-hmm.
This movie stayed away from that. There weren't any music choices that I was like, wow, this movie is dated.
Yeah, good point.
So, another good job to Superbad. I really like the title sequence with, like, their outlines dancing with, like, the 70s funk music.
I love it.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on style, though?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, no. I guess, just to go off, not necessarily music-wise, like, cause I don't think I, like, recognized the music choice as much as you did. But it worked. But I think something else, reason why it worked for me was because this movie wasn't obvious to me that it was the 2000s. Like, I feel like the only giveaways were, like, the women's clothing. But even so, like, in high school and, like, even middle school, like, everyone's kind of wearing quirky stuff, you know? And so I feel like, this movie works really well. Again, with that, like, it not being very dated at all. Like, I see why it's a cult classic, you know? I see why people quote it and, it's a good teen comedy.
And, yeah, we'll talk about it being a classic later on.
Oh, okay.
But let's jump into theme,
mm-hmm.
shall we?
Yes.
Yeah.
We shall.
What is the theme of this movie, Kelsey?
Oh, shoot.
What's the message? What are they trying to teach us amidst all the dick jokes?
I guess at the heart of it, it's just about, like, friendship and, like, coming to terms with your future, I guess, you know? Because they're going to different colleges, and they're best friends, and that's going to be really hard. But they kind of avoid talking about it, and then it finally comes up. And only then are they able to be like, hey, man, I love you, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, like, very surface level. Get deeper.
I think it's a simple...
Give me more.
It's, like, a simple theme like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta be honest with yourself and the people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or else it'll, like, hurt you mm-hmm. and, like, push people away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet no one's ever said that about this movie, but...
Oh, one thing I just thought of. One of my favorite jokes in the movie, which is not even a joke, but I, like... Well, I guess, like, it is. It's totally intentional. How, like, they had the moment, you know, where they're like, I love you, and then they hug. And then in the morning... It feels like a one-night stand a little, right? Like,
oh, when he...
Like, Jonah Hill's like, I guess I better go. He's like, no, you can stay. We can hang out. Wanna go to the mall? He's like, yeah. And then when they part at the mall, it's funny, too, because they're like, I guess I'll call you.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so funny that like, good. It, like, kept going. And I just thought that was funny. And how like guys can have a hard time, like, expressing their feelings, you know, to, like... another guy friend, and so I thought it was, like, was very fitting, not just like, oh, it's like that. Like, I was like, oh, this is funny for so many reasons, and I guess that just goes to show again how clever it is.
And they set that up in the beginning when the mom's like, you two are gonna miss each other, and they're like, no, I don't miss.
Right. Oh, you knew. Yeah. That. Yeah. No, totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a lot of great jokes in this movie. They just keep coming. Like, every character has their own.
Right.
Like, Bill Hader and his, like, crazy ex-wife was really funny.
That was funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say on the theme, though?
I don't. I know, we gave this movie a lot of praise, but, like, it wasn't perfect for me, but,
But I do...
I enjoyed it. I'd watch it again.
I think it's a classic.
Why is it a classic, Karch?
You kind of brought this up, but every character, every actor, or almost every actor... They're like a star now, in their own way. And it was just at the perfect time, and it set the precedent. It's like a great music album. Like, a lot of albums after it took influence from it. And we were talking earlier, like, I don't think Booksmart would ever be a movie without this being a movie first.
And I agree.
Yeah, I really think Booksmart, they wanted to make, like, a female comedy, and they found what worked with a guy comedy, this one,
mm-hmm.
and they used it as a framework.
Totally.
So, in that sense, I think it's, like, a big deal, this movie.
And I agree.
And it's changed what, like, teen comedies could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I hesitate from saying, like, Booksmart is a female version of Superbad, but I think it's, like, I want to say it's an updated version of Superbad, because it's more modern in their outfits and the choices of, like, you have the rich kids and their rich cars, you know, like, which you see in high school these days, you know, and then you have, like, yeah, it was just, like, so different, and I, like, really appreciated that, and I love it for similar and different reasons, but totally, I think Superbad is, like, so unapologetically, like, real with its, like, with its sex jokes and all, like, it, yeah. Like, it's true, like, and, even though sometimes I'm a little, like, cringe, like, that's, like, what life is like, and, yeah, I don't know, totally, I can't say it better than what you just said.
All right, well, anything else to add, or do your scores?
Oh, yeah, oh my gosh, we just end the podcast. What a great movie, what a phenomenal film. See you next time. You want to go first?
Yeah, I gave it an 88.5.
That's high.
It's pretty high, but wow. I think it deserves it.
Okay.
Definitely would watch it again eventually.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun movie. It's really uplifting. It.
Oh, you're like, my guy friends.
Yeah, nice. And it's something that, like, people are still quoting to this day.
I know.
And it's been so long. Like McLovin, you knew about that joke without even seeing the movie.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is, it's a big deal.
And it I like is. It. Yeah. Even in, we remember when we were in that store in Carmel and there was like, guess the movie based off of pictures.
Yeah.
Superbad was in it. And I was like, oh, it's this movie because it showed the ID. And you were like, oh, Superbad.
Yeah.
And so even I, without even knowing the name of it, I was like, oh, I know what this is just by the picture. Which is kind of funny. But I gave it an 80%. So same ballpark. Yeah, I mean.
Ooh, you docked it on the style.
I fudged the numbers to get what I wanted.
Oh,
because
okay.
For me, this isn't like 88. Rotten Tomatoes getting an 87, which I'm like, I'm in that ballpark. But I walked away from this movie being like, that was really good. But I walked away from Booksmart being like, I love that and I want to see it right now again. And so for me, that movie is like not, like Booksmart for me is in a 90, but it's above Superbad.
Yeah.
So I like kind of went off that. I know you're like, don't let other movies influence you sometimes. But for me in this case, I'm like an 8 out of 10, you know, whatever, 8.8 out of 10. Like it's in that ballpark for me too because it's good. And like there were aspects that were a little fast for me. The sex jokes sometimes I was like, this is a lot. But yeah. I liked it. Yeah.
Well, good.
Cool.
Give it a watch if you haven't.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening to our podcast today.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and we will catch you in the next one.